Let's be real for a sec. Is anyone else out there kind of feeling like they're stuck bouncing between Slack and Zoom all day?
Oh, tell me about it.
I mean, one minute I'm drowning in unread messages, the next I'm in like my fourth video meeting, just totally zoned out. It's supposed to make work easier, right?
It's funny how tech can be like two steps forward, one step back sometimes.
That's such a good way to put it. And it's actually what got me so interested in this article from Watch and Learn. They're making this really interesting link between how communications evolved, over time, and how that might actually point to a solution for this whole like Slack versus Zoom thing we've got going on.
It's true, we don't always think about it, but technology doesn't just appear out of nowhere, right?
Totally.
This article does a really good job of reminding us that we're always building on what came before, which is actually a really important thing to keep in mind as we're, discussing this topic.
Absolutely. Like we started with face-to-face conversations, which seems obvious, but then we moved to writing, then phone calls, then emails, and now instant messaging and video calls.
Right, and it's easy to forget all those steps in between.
It really is wild when you lay it all out like that. But I have a feeling this isn't just a history lesson, right? Like there's a point to this.
Exactly. What the article points out is that through all of these changes, one need has stayed the same. Humans need a balance between synchronous and asynchronous communication.
Okay, before we go any further, can we just define those terms?
Sure, yeah.
I think we all kind of have a sense of what they mean, but want to make sure we're all on the same page.
You're right, it's always good to clarify. So, synchronous communication, that's your real-time back and forth. Think, meetings, phone calls, that kind of thing. It's immediate, but everyone has to be present at the same time.
Which, let's be honest, can be super tricky when you're juggling a million things or working with people in different time zones.
Exactly. And that is where asynchronous communication comes in.
Okay, I'm with you.
This is your own time communication. Think email, even an old-fashioned letter, you send it when it works for you, and the other person can get to it when it works for them.
So is this tension between synchronous and asynchronous communication, what the article's saying is at the root of our issues with tools like Slack and Zoom?
Yes, and they don't sugarcoat it either. They get into how Slack, while super useful in many ways, can kind of feel like its own social media platform with all the distractions and notifications. And it's supposed to be fast, but sometimes that backfires when you're trying to, I don't know, explain a complex idea or give feedback that's a little nuanced.
Ugh, yes. I've
Yeah.
been there. Sometimes it honestly feels like it takes longer to sort something out over Slack than it would have just to like pick up the phone and have
Yeah.
a quick conversation.
Right.
And don't even get me started on trying to interpret tone in a message. It's like a recipe for disaster.
Totally. And that's where Zoom came in, right? Like
Yeah.
video conferencing was supposed to be the answer, especially with that whole human element of seeing someone's face.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no replacing that, especially after we all went through the pandemic and realized just how much we missed actual face-to-face interaction.
Exactly. The article even talks about how much of a game changer Zoom was, especially in those early days when we were all figuring out remote work.
Yeah. But I think it's safe to say we're all feeling a little or maybe a lot of Zoom fatigue these days.
Oh, absolutely. Zoom fatigue is a real thing. And it all comes back to that trade-off we were talking about. Zoom's great for nuance. You get those nonverbal cues.
Right. Okay.
But it also pulls us right back into that synchronous communication style. So instead of freeing up our time, we end up with these like back-to-back-to-back meetings, and who can actually get anything done that way?
Ugh. It's like we traded one problem for another. So,
Yeah.
like, what's the solution? Are we just stuck?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? And the article actually proposes something kind of unexpected.
Okay, I am all ears.
What if, and hear me out on this, what if the key to making this whole Slack Zoom thing work better is asynchronous video?
Asynchronous video. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I need you to break this down for me. Like, what does that even mean, practically speaking?
Okay, so imagine this. You get to leverage everything that's great about video, the tone of voice, the facial expressions, all that good stuff, but you get to do it on your own time. So instead of defaulting to like a live meeting or sending a million emails back and forth, you send a short, focused video message.
Okay, so I get it now. You're talking about combining the best of both worlds. You still get that human element of video, but you don't have to interrupt everyone's day with a meeting.
Exactly. And get this, there's actually a scientific reason why this could be so much better than just text-based communication.
Oh, really? I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so our brains are actually wired to process visual information way faster than text. And then when you factor in things like tone of voice and facial expressions, which, let's face it, we all read into way too much sometimes.
Oh, 100%.
Well, suddenly it makes sense why video could actually lead to clearer communication, less back and forth.
Right. It's like those times when you're trying to explain something complicated over email and it just turns into this huge, messy thing. But if you could have just like a quick 5-minute conversation.
Exactly. A 5-minute video, even.
Huh.
And the article actually focuses on a specific platform called Watch and Learn. It's an app designed for creating and sharing these video messages specifically for work.
Interesting. So this isn't just about sending, casual videos back and forth. It's about actually integrating it into our workflow in a more intentional way.
Right, exactly. It's about changing the way we think about communication at work. Imagine brainstorming sessions where people can like record and share their ideas visually instead of trying to type everything out, or project updates that are actually engaging videos, not just boring old emails. And feedback. Forget about misinterpreting tone in an email. You can actually see and hear the person giving you notes.
It's like you're reading my mind. These are all such pain points in like the average workday. But it does make you wonder, would this actually work in the real world? Like, what's to stop everyone from sending these rambling long videos that no one has time to watch?
It's a good question, and the article actually addresses that. They acknowledge that this would require a real shift in mindset. Like, we'd need to create new norms around how long videos should be, how to be clear and concise when it's actually the right tool for the job.
Right, because sometimes an email is still an email.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance and being intentional about the way we communicate.
This has honestly been so eye-opening. We went from like feeling totally stuck with this Slack Zoom dilemma to talking about a whole new way to communicate at work.
I know, asynchronous video, who knew? Right,
Right.
right.
It's a lot to process.
Yeah.
So, out of all of this, what's really standing out to you?
You know, for me, it keeps coming back to the human element. It feels like with all our digital tools, we're more connected than ever, but we're also constantly like misunderstanding each other, Like we're missing those nuances you only get from actually seeing and hearing someone. If we can get that through video, but on our own time, I think it could be huge. And not just in terms of like getting work done more efficiently, but actually rebuilding some of those connections.
That's such a good point. Like, I know if I had to choose between getting a bullet point email from a colleague or a quick video explaining their thinking, I would feel so much more connected to them if they sent the video.
Exactly. And let's not forget the more practical side of things. The article talked about how Watch and Learn has features like speed control for playback, integration with other work tools, and even the option to have written summaries along with the videos, which I thought was really smart.
Oh, that is smart. Because those are definitely some of the concerns, at least for me, like, what if I don't have time to watch a whole video?
Right.
Or what if I miss something important?
Yeah.
It seems like they've really thought that through.
Right. Like I said, it's about working smarter, not harder, using these tools to make things better, not just adding more to our plate.
So well said. This whole conversation has been so thought-provoking. I definitely started out feeling a little, stuck with the way things are. But now, I don't know, I'm kind of hopeful. Like maybe there's a better way to do all of this. And I'd love to hear from you all listening. Do you think video first, asynchronous communication could work where you work? What would need to change? Maybe it's the future of how we work. Maybe it's just another tool. But either way, it's definitely a conversation worth having.
I think you're right. It'll be interesting to see where things go from here.
It really will. And on that note, we're going to wrap things up for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we, dug into the wild world of digital communication, tried to make sense of it all. We'll be back next time with another topic, more interesting research to share, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss it. Until then, keep those brains buzzing. And hey, maybe try sending a video message or two, see what happens.